The next 14 years of Teresa's life were filled with the journeys, labours and concerns of new foundations, the final one being that of Burgos in 1582. Teresa was already worn out and ill, and this last foundation was a particularly difficult one, and the journey dangerous. Father Provincial wanted to accompany us on this foundation. He did so partly because he was unoccupied at the time, and partly because he wanted to look after my health on the journey, for the weather was harsh, and I old and sick, and they think my life is somewhat important. Certainly this was the providence of God, for the roads were so flooded from the heavy rains that he and his companions were very necessary to guide us along the way and help pull the wagons out of the mire. There was special danger in a river crossing near Burgos. The rain had been so heavy and had lasted so long that the water flooded the bridge. As a result, the bridge could not be seen, nor could we see where to pass, but all was water, and everywhere it was very deep. It was through this rough journey and heavy rain that we reached Burgos. Although no one knew of our coming, we thought of making it known to the Archbishop so that the first Mass could be said at once, as was done in almost all the other foundations. But because of the very heavy rain that was falling, we did not do so. Early next morning, Father Provincial went to seek the blessing of His Excellency, for we thought there would be nothing more to do. He found that the Archbishop was very disturbed and angry because I had come without his permission, acting as though he had not ordered me to come or had never discussed anything about the foundation. When finally he conceded that he had ordered me to come, he said he meant that I should come alone to discuss the matter. He ended the visit with Father Provincial by telling him that if we did not have an income and our own house, he would in no way grant the license. We could easily return to where we came from. And the roads were so good and the weather so beautiful. Finally, after much negotiation, the Archbishop gave us the license with permission to say the first Mass the next day and to reserve the Blessed Sacrament. The joy of the sisters was so great that it inspired me with devotion, and I said to God, "Lord, what do these, your servants, seek other than to serve you and to see themselves enclosed for you in a place they will never leave?"